This week's epistle is from the first letter of the blessed Apostle Paul to the Corinthians. Brethren, we were not to set our hearts, as some of them set their hearts, on forbidden things. You were not to turn idolatrous, as some of them did. So we read, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to take their pleasure. We were not to commit fornication, as some of them committed fornication, when 23,000 of them were killed in one day. We were not to try the patience of Christ, as some of them tried it, the men who were slain by the serpents. Nor were you to complain, as some of them complained, till the destroying angel slew them. When all this happened to them, it was a symbol. The record of it was written as a warning to us, in whom history has reached its fulfillment, and it means that he who thinks he stands firmly should beware of a fall. I pray that no temptation may come upon you that is beyond man's strength. Not that God will play you false. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond your powers. With the temptation itself, he will ordain the issue of it and enable you to hold your own. Please stand for the gospel. Today's gospel is a continuance of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, when Jesus drew near, he caught sight of Jerusalem and wept over it and said, "Oh, if thou could understand, above all on this day that is granted thee, the ways that can bring thee peace. As it is, they are hidden from thy sight. The days will come upon thee when thy enemies will fence thee round about and encircle thee, and press thee hard on every side, and bring down in ruin both thee and thy children that are in thee, not leaving one stone of thee upon another. And all because thou didst not recognize the time of my visitation." Then he went into the temple and began driving out those who sold and bought there. "It is written," he told them, "my house is a house of prayer, and you have made it into a den of thieves." And he taught in the temple daily. Thus far the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. And as a quick announcement, as many of you perhaps are already aware, Father Dilger, in classic Father Dilger fashion, went to Deaconess Hospital for a normal, ordinary checkup, and, you know, he'd basically been gritting his teeth about something for perhaps years now, but everything's fine, I'm okay, I'm doing well, you know, and the doctor says, no, you're a ticking time bomb, right? You need emergency bypass surgery. And so Thursday morning, he went on the table, and it seems like he has come through well from his surgery. They still have him sedated, as is normal for a man his age who has received that kind of surgery. And so please keep him in your prayers. And if he asks you who told you this, please don't tell him I told you, because he'll murder me. I'm not all that scared of him. I mean, I can outrun him. But still, don't tell him I told you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My sisters and brothers, today in the gospel, Jesus weeps over Jerusalem. Jerusalem set up high on a mountain, and he and his disciples at the base of the mountain, Jerusalem, looking like such a beautiful city, and a city that was always to be marveled at, because that is where God lived, that God's very spirit lived in that temple. That was the place for worship. And the people worshiped God as he instructed them to. At least they went through the motions, right? They went through the ritual. They had been promised a Messiah. They had been promised freedom. And so, of course, they become self-satisfied. They don't actually observe their faith, but rather they go through motions. And what is Jesus's response? He doesn't let it pass, right? He doesn't say, they're all kind of morons anyway, so don't worry about it. He doesn't say, he doesn't call down fire from heaven. He weeps over Jerusalem. You see, this is God's way of showing us what his mercy and his justice look like. For us, mercy and justice are two different things. They are exclusive of each other. If I, say, deserved a traffic ticket for this kind of speed I was driving to get down here on time to hear confessions, and then they decided to not write me a ticket because they know that I'm getting into the confessional, I didn't get pulled over, by the way, but just, and if you're an officer, I went the speed limit. But anyway, if they decide to give me just a warning, that's an act of mercy, not an act of justice. For us, these are two different things. In God, they are not. In God, mercy and justice are the same thing. And so, my sisters and brothers, God understands what has become of Jerusalem. And he weeps because he's tried everything, and they still will not listen. My sisters and brothers, God is not ready to give up on you. God is not simply going to throw his hands up. Sure, you might be a sinner, but in the scriptures, that never surprises God. God's never all that upset that Israel sins in the Old Testament. He's always very upset whenever they make peace with their sin. As long as you are putting up a good fight, my sisters and brothers, God will not abandon you. God will not let you off on your own. He is there. He is with you, and he does not let you go. Give him thanks and give him praise today. Worship as he wishes to be worshiped. Live as he wishes you to live. Be a missionary as he wishes you to spread the good news of his gospel, of his church, and of the sacraments. And be filled with joy because you have been counted among the redeemed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.